Nathan Lopreet will call that game for you, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Nathan, how are you, my man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we are doing really, really well. We could be worse off. We could be Mets fans trading our entire team away. Sorry, I had to take that dig.
Ouch.
It was out there. I had to take it. But the Crushers are playing really well, taking 2 out of 3 over the weekend against Southern Illinois. And then they took both ends of a twin bill yesterday. What was working for the men of Crush in that twin bill sweep?
Well, yesterday it was a little bit of everything. I mean, you look at the first game and Nathan Klotz goes the distance, allowing just 2 hits in that game. And, you know, the offense also provided 8 runs and an 8-0 shutout for Lake Erie. They jumped all over Traverse City in the first inning as well as the second inning and the third. And from there, it was, you know, smooth sailing for Nathan Klotz, who went, as we said, a season-high 7 innings. And then in game two yesterday, it was a slow start for Sean Renzi, who allowed a couple of runs in the first inning, but he responded with 5 2/3 while striking out 12 hitters. And again, the offense did just enough. They got some really big-time hits from Joel McKeith, who had a 3-run homer in the fourth inning. And then Cody Lenihan went deep in the sixth. So, you know, a little bit of everything yesterday. They had played pretty good defense. They had some timely hitting, and the pitching was pretty spot on as well.
Nathan, let's take a look at tonight's game. Lake Erie going for the sweep. Who's on the bump for the Crushers? And I know you told me earlier that the weather's looking a little iffy at this point.
Yeah, you know, there's some chances for some rain, you know, as the next few hours move through. But hopefully, that, you know, those storms will pass us. But going for Lake Erie tonight is Alex Romero. He's been really solid in his last 3 outings, especially in his last outing against Evansville. Romero went 8 innings, which was a season high for him, and he'll get the ball tonight. He's 6-4 on the year with an ERA of 3.47. So Lake Erie, they've got a pretty good shot tonight if they want to try and sweep this series.
Let's talk about this playoff race right now, because with that doubleheader sweep yesterday, the Crushers are near the top of the division yet again, and I know they've kind of hovered in that spot for a while now. Nathan, they're in a really good spot, and I think if they can figure out some things with that pitching staff, they're going to be just fine. You mentioned the performances of Renzi and Klotz yesterday. The starting rotation really feels like it has changed an absolute ton since day one. But right now, it looks like this team is poised to make a nice little run in August.
Absolutely. I mean, with the games yesterday, they pulled into a tie for first place with Joliet. And as tight as the East Division is, you can't really take a night off. You know, there's 5 teams that are competing for that top spot in the East. And you're right. I think if Lake Erie can get healthy in terms of getting Kevin Lachance back, maybe Nick Deek to help out that rotation, I think that, you know, those are some big pieces that this team is missing right now, and they're still playing really good ball. They've won 9 of their last 12 games. They've really picked it up. They have the best staff ERA in the Frontier League right now. So I think if they can get a couple of guys back, fill in a couple of holes that they have still, I think this is the team that can really make a push for the playoffs and maybe do some damage as well in the postseason.
Again, Nathan Lopreet will have the call of the Crushers Traverse City Beach Bum Series finale tonight. He's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, this has to be mentioned, my friend. You and I get into this on the Lake Erie Crusher broadcasts constantly because, well, it is very, very different. It is so far away from what you consider the baseball norm that it must be brought up here. Why is it that they play so much better on the road than they do at home? Nathan, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, you mentioned they won 2 yesterday. They've already won the series, a chance for a sweep tonight. But the Crushers, correct me if I'm wrong, they have only lost 2 series on the road all year.
That's correct. You know, they've won, you know, I think they've won 8 series on the road away from home this year. And you look at the numbers, it makes no sense. I'm with you in agreement. You know, usually you have more success where you're comfortable. But you look, you know, for example, look at the batting average. As a team, they're hitting .234 at home. Away from home, they're hitting .260. I mean, that's a drastic difference from playing at home versus playing on the road, and they just look more comfortable. I don't know if it's the routine of getting on a bus each day, but they just look more comfortable on the field in terms of every aspect, pitching, hitting, even defense. And they've had a lot of success this year against some good teams on the road, but at the same time, we've talked about it, they have a lot of home games coming up in the month of August. They're going to have to be able to play well at home if they want to make a run for the postseason. But we did see some good signs, though, in that last series at home against the Miners.
Nathan, how much of that do you think has to do with their awareness of the standings and where they are in those? It seems like since the beginning of the season, they've been right up there with the first place spot, going in and out of it a couple of times. Do you think that has something to do with it? Just they realize if they want to stay in that position, they've got to get that victory?
I think so. I mean, you're starting to hear some more talk. You know, hanging around with the guys, you're starting to hear some more talk about, you know, where are we at in the standings, you know, what other teams did. I think at the beginning of the year, you didn't hear so much of that. Teams, they were kind of just getting to know each other and just playing the game. They were trying to do their best, but now they're starting to have a little bit more of a recognition of, okay, Joliet's right there at the top of the division. We're going to Washington today. We're neck and neck. So I think there's some more awareness in that aspect. You know, it's definitely on the mind of manager Cam Roth. He was talking to me yesterday saying it's pretty cool to come in after each game and, you know, check your phone to see what Joliet did and what Schaumburg did. So there is definitely an awareness factor of how tight that division is, because in years past, it's been the West that's been so tight. This year, you have five teams in the East all separated by four games.
For the manager, Cam Roth, I mean, he's been a part of this organization. Last 2 years, they've put together solid runs to kind of finish off the season. Does he have that in the back of his mind as kind of an expectation of this year? If they can do that, they can really put themselves in a playoff spot?
I think so. That there is definitely an expectation this year that maybe hasn't been as high as it has been in past years. And I think with the team they have this year, they have the guys in the lineup to produce. They have the guys in the rotation. They have a very solid bullpen. There's really, you want to say, no excuses this year for this team. You know, they're all in, and I think that's the way they've structured it. They've structured this team in the offseason. They brought in a bunch of different players. They've, you know, really bolstered that bullpen, which was supposed to be a strength. So I think there's an expectation, and it is in the back of their minds that, you know, we need to finish strong, especially at home, to make the postseason.
You just touched on the bullpen. And we were told at the beginning of the year that the bullpen was going to be the strength of this team, but the bullpen certainly not immune to all the changes that most of the other units in this team have been privy to as well. They've gone through a ton of turnover for one reason or another. Now, what I think is interesting about the bullpen, Nathan, is the idea that they've actually gone to a few different arms to slam the door. Dalton Geekie at the beginning of the year, he wasn't long for the Frontier League world because he pitched extremely well. The Chicago Cubs took notice and they signed him. After that, Justin Sinibaldi came back on board and he was lights out back out of the bullpen, but he pitched so well they figured, you know what, we have to find a spot for him in the rotation. They've done that. But now the Crushers have gone to a different closer and Logan Lombana. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Logan Lombana, you know, former Minnesota Twins prospect that spent some time in their organization, and he came in last night and he's had four save opportunities this year. He's converted all four opportunities. You know, with Lake Erie, they've moved Justin Sinibaldi to the rotation, and he was their closer for most of the year. He had 10 saves, looked really comfortable in that role, but he's done well in the starting rotation. Lake Erie needs him there right now, so Logan Lombana has been getting the opportunities, and he looks very solid. He's not a guy that's going to blow you away, but he hits his spots and he pitches the contact. Last night, he went to the heart of the order in the ninth inning in a one-run game, and he, you know, induced some weak contact from some really solid hitters like Will Kenger, Steve Lohr for this Beach Bums team, and he's filled in very nicely. But also, I think it's worth mentioning Lake Erie has also found an eighth inning guy in Seth Lucia, who's really accepted that role as a reliever, and he's done exceptionally well since Lake Erie has put him in that eighth inning spot.
Very good stuff, my friend. Well, we know you've got some work to do, so we'll let you get to it. Tomorrow, Star Wars night down in Avon for the Crushers and Windy City Thunderbolts. So let the force be with you, or may the force be with you tomorrow. And hopefully you guys get home at a decent hour late tonight, early this morning. And hopefully tomorrow we're talking about a Lake Erie Crusher sweep tonight. Nathan, we look forward to the call at 7. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.